60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, what are we doing? Oh, yeah. Radio stuff.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it was time to go home. I wasn't. I couldn't remember. Anyway.
Wishful thinking.
Kind of out of it this morning.
Yeah.
No, I'm not the only one. And I don't know how anybody in America is going to concentrate today because between St. Patrick's Day yesterday and March Madness starting this week.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention National Kiss Your Friends Day coming up later.
Is it?
Is that a big drinking holiday for you, too?
Don't expect anything to get done at your job, probably until mid to late April.
All right. Well, you know, sorry, bosses.
Yeah, because March Madness is definitely the biggest distraction when it comes to work. In fact, one employment company called Challenger Gray and Christmas just released their annual study of how much money the NCAA tournament is going to cost businesses around the country. And this year, they say it will cost close to $8 billion worth of lost productivity.
Billion?
Yeah.
A B?
With a B. That number is way up from last year. Their research found that for whatever reason, about 20% more people are going to be participating in office pools this year and just nonstop watching games while they're supposed to be working.
Brackets,
even people who
man.
Hate basketball.
Well, yeah,
are into
it's
it.
Because this year more than ever, we need some form of escapism. And this is what it is. You know, something to keep our minds off, I don't know, the rest of life.
They also found the average American now fills out 6 separate brackets each year.
What?
Yeah, that's me.
That's
guilty.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, 6 of them.
Well, because I think
how
you want
do you
it.
Even root for a team if you fill out 6 different ones? Because
you
then you're
don't.
Just ending up with, you'll pick both teams in different brackets.
If you're not picking teams, you'd want a high percentage of picks. So you want to, you just want to do as many brackets as you can. So then one of them, you're like, look how smart
this
I am.
This is a good one.
Oh,
I
yeah.
got one good one out of 10. Hey,
so,
hey. And then you just brag about that one.
If you're a manager
you see?
Or a boss, maybe just send all of your employees home for the next month or so because they're not going to be doing anything. Okay, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got Jose Bolaños.
That's yourself.
That is me.
All right. Grabbing the shock collar while Jose puts that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
The phrase March Madness was first coined in 1982 when sportscaster Brent Musburger said it while covering the college basketball tournament.
I didn't know that.
But the phrase ended up being at the center of a 1996 legal battle with the Illinois High School Boys Basketball Championship. They claimed they'd been saying March Madness since 1939. And it led to a highly unusual court decision where they granted each party their own separate rights to use the trademark. But the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office receives interesting submissions every day. So for this question, I'm going to tell you 3 famous attempts that were actually submitted, and you have to tell me for each one whether it got approved or denied for a trademark.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay? So number 1, Snooki asked to trademark her own name.
Oh, I remember that.
Snooki. Oh, yep. You remember that.
Yeah.
But did it go through? Like, you can ask. That doesn't mean you're actually going to get Snooki trademarked.
Yeah, because that's a question you have to answer if it went through or not.
Yeah. Okay, so why would they deny a trademark? Because so many other people are trying to do it or it's so popular?
Because you can't own it, right?
Yeah, so like, I can't own the word love. But, like, Snooki is a very unique word. You know, whether you say name or not. Other thing I know is close to it is snooker, right? Isn't
right,
that a
the
game?
Pool table game or something?
So maybe... But yeah, I've never heard of.
You need an
comment.
Answer because you have 2
okay.
more that
okay.
you have to decide.
Okay,
sorry. Yes, go yes.
I'm going to say yes, it was approved.
Approved. Okay, your number 2 one. Facebook wanted to trademark the word face. Approved or denied?
I honestly want to say.
You want to hope that it was denied.
It has to be, yeah. It denied. Come on, you can't steal faces from people.
And number 3, Twitter wanted to trademark the word tweet. Approved or denied?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I feel like
one.
I remember reading about this, and I feel like I remember. I don't know for sure, because I can't remember.
Do you
but
remember
I think
about this, Jubal?
That it was denied.
I don't know. I don't.
What would you think? Denied?
I feel like they were up against another
company.
That would
be a tough one to get trademarked.
Because Twitter is their name, but tweet is a generic.
But that's what you do. You tweet.
I
just
know,
like you Google something.
Now. I'm going to say denied. I'm going to say Twitter got denied.
All right.
Snooki's the only one that got
approved.
Okay, I gave you three things that were actually submitted to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. You had to tell me which ones were approved and which ones were denied. The first was Snooki wanted to trademark her name. You said approved.
Yes.
It was actually denied.
What? Why?
She lost it to a cartoon cat named Snooki, which was the star of an old children's book.
Nobody knows that.
I know, but it doesn't matter. They find stuff from like forever ago. Geez. They're like, well, maybe someday we'll revive it. Sorry.
Next, Facebook wanted to trademark the word face. You said denied. That was actually approved.
Shut up. They own the word
really?
Face?
Yeah, they own the word face. But don't worry, it only applies to telecommunication services. So things like North Face,
FaceTime.
Is okay. Still okay.
Oh.
And Twitter wanted to trademark the word tweet. You said denied. Turns out it was denied.
Yeah, I got one right!
Because a Twitter-based advertising service named TwitAd beat them to it in 2008 when they...
Oh, so somebody just got it before them.
Yep, they trademarked the phrase, let your ad meet tweets.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Dude, how pissed is Twitter that Facebook got face and they couldn't get tweets?
I know. Okay, so you got it wrong and somebody wanted to hear the Lucky Charms theme song.
I can't even think of that.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Okay, you ready? We're all ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hearts, stars, and horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons, lots of golden rainbows, and me red balloons. That's me Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
Still don't remember it.
No, I think you sang it wrong. They're magically delicious.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah, something like that. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.